Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
In prime spooky season right now, which of course means that all the classic horror movies are basically on a loop on TV. But if you're a parent, especially with a smaller child, at what point do you realize, Candyman shouldn't be on in the background with our child here? It's Team PXY.
Oddly specific.
Not even PXY. The number one at music station, Corey James and Breezy. This is something that I've always wondered, so I'm glad we're going to dig into this. But we're bringing this up specifically because of our dear friend, Brendan Summers, who news at NBC. Who is on with us every Monday through Thursday at 9:40, giving us movie updates. But he's also becoming a part of the Team PXY family, right? Part of the fabric of the show. So much so that over the weekend, his wife sent a picture, a tweet on Twitter. It's a picture of their six-month-old baby Brooklyn in her jumper. And she's staring at the TV. And on the TV was the horror movie Candyman. And Steph, Brennan's wife, was just curious, who is to blame for this? She threw some shade at me and you, Breeze, and certainly it all falls on Brennan when it comes down to it.
Obviously.
You know, we can only give suggestions for things he should be doing with his life. It's him to figure out, you know, what he's ultimately going to do. But he always does the good question for News at NBC, so we thought we could do a little good question for him and update
Team
him this
PXY's
morning.
PXY's good question.
That's right. Update him this morning when we talked to him around 9:40. At what age did you stop watching adult shows and movies with your kid around? 585-222-9800 if you want to jump in on this, by the way.
Also, pull up on Twitter at 98PXY Rochester to go jump in on.
Let's start with Adina from Greece checking in real quick before we get to your research, Breeze. I know you've dove into this. She says, I have a three-year-old son, and I stopped watching things in front of him around two because that's when he started paying attention to the TV. Breeze, is that aligned with some of the things that you've been reading here? Baby Central? Your source? What's your source today?
My source today is BabyCenter.com.
BabyCenter.com, okay.
And first of all, I will say before I even get into my research was when I did the old googs on this, a lot of inappropriate things popped up.
Because of the adults.
I phrased it wrong.
No, definitely don't mean that. No, just like, you know, just things that that might not be as appropriate for kids, but nothing inappropriate.
It was like, talk to your children about sex. I'm like, oh, God. All right.
No. Different. Good question.
But there's a poll up at Baby Center, and there's a lot of different, you know, mommy bloggers that can go on and take their own poll, like you can do on our own Twitter at 98pxy.com. But the overwhelming vote was 1 to 2 years old is when the cutoff is for watching these films that, you know, I don't want to say they're not so inappropriate for us, but like, you know, fighting, gun violence, sex. I mean,
So 1 to 2. Okay, well, I mean, that's a huge range.
Well,
there's a lot of development that takes place between 1 and 2 years old. I'm just, I guess, curious why it would be different for some than it would be for others.
So the reasoning behind this is because 1 to 2 is So let's just say like your first full year, like you hit your first birthday, and then between that first birthday and then your 2-year-old birthday, that's when you should probably phase out of watching some of this stuff, because that's when the development really starts, and that's when they start to actually start paying attention to what's on the screen.
Realizing what's going on, as opposed
and
to
like,
just
they get
like
glued on the screen. Yeah. Like you can imagine your son Baby Mace right now with Coco Melon.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Imagine if that was Coco. Just, you know, The Walking Dead or something extremely inappropriate. The fact that they don't fully grasp. So for Brennan's sake with Baby Brooklyn, is she's only 6 months old.
Yeah, and the Claire.
She doesn't fully grasp what's going
she's
on.
She's seeing colors and shapes and doesn't really understand. Okay, got it.
But when you think about it, you and I have both talked about this before on the show. There is a cutoff age, because we talked about the Titanic.
Uh-huh.
How when I watched the Titanic, my parents were like, leave the room, when they were like doing it in the car. And then there was one movie for you.
Forrest Gump, the sex scene, yeah. But I was like 7. I mean, that's way older.
Yeah. I mean, some people are saying they don't even stop till after 6.
Really? They just watch it every...
Well, yeah. So the options on the poll is A, never stopped, B, 1 to 2 years old, C, 3 to 5 years old, and D, 6 years old. And then the last one is, we don't watch TV, it's evil.
How many votes on that one?
A couple, actually.
Really? Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Fair.
I think it's something to really take into consideration, because it's going to affect them in the long run if you don't nip it in the bud early. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, you obviously don't want to traumatize them. I mean, that's the last thing a parent wants to do. All right, some more texts coming through. Again, parents jumping on this. I'm curious. 1 to 2 years, I still that's a big gap. That's a big gap.
But you're still doing it, though.
Huh?
You're still watching shows in front of Mace.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's why I'm worried.
One.
I know.
That's two and a half.
He's one
and a half.
He's one.
He's 19. I don't know. I keep doing weird math.
One and a half. This is the easy month, Breeze. 1.5. This text, if you want to jump in again, 585-222-9800. When I have children, I will stop watching those kind of shows or movies around 2, because I still remember watching some movies that I was not supposed to be watching.
That's
at that age, like Anaconda, Fast and the Furious, vice versa. Okay, I don't know what vice versa
That's
is.
That's the sweet spot.
2. It seems like 2 is what we're seeing from our listeners anyways.
If you go a day after 2, you should just book therapy already.
Is that how it is? Is that how it is?
Yeah. Instantly.
I like this text. Is this my wife checking in? This text or my baby is 1 and she is entertained by watching Law & Order with me. Yeah. Again, my wife's favorite show. Going to be devastating when she realizes, like, yeah, we should probably curb that a little bit.
But Law & Order doesn't have murder in it, does it?
Law & Order SVU? Yeah.
It's
the special victims unit. Not only does it have murder, it also has rape. That's a pretty big factor.
You definitely shouldn't be letting your kid watch that.
For sure. And again,
definitely not.
And again, it's not like you're sitting them in front of the TV for them to watch it. It's more so it's on in the background and they notice it, right? So like a lot of the time we'll be watching something, and if we're giving Baby Mace a little break or whatever, he can have his Coco Melon on and he's there watching his thing. We're watching our thing.
This text is interesting.
Okay, what do we got?
As someone that works with children and has seen many children that end up having behavior issues that mimic things they've seen in movies, this starts at age 1 for sure.
It says after
this
1.
After 1 for sure. This can be a huge problem when kids get into daycare or schooling and they start to mimic those behaviors that they start to see in the movies.
It's probably time to shut it down, huh?
So,
oh, boy.
I'm telling you. So between 1 and 2, can't go past 2, though.
That's
when you should start phasing out. I mean, you're literally right smack dab in the middle.
I'm still struggling, though, as to why 1 kid would be 2 and one kid would be 1. Is it paying attention?
It's that whole year. You need to watch your child and see how they're reacting to certain things.
Uh-huh.
Because if they're just glued on Law & Order SVU or whatever the show you keep saying, that's an issue. If they're like, Like, if they look like baby Brooklyn in that photo,
staring.
She was just eyes
she was locked
glazed
in.
She was over so locked in. Watching Candyman, yeah. Uh-huh. Which it won't affect her because she's so little.
Mm-hmm.
But if that's Mace now,
mm-hmm.
we should start, you know, phasing him out. Maybe take him outside. Maybe put on some cocoa melon. Maybe, you know, do some knee walking exercises. I don't know.
All right, thanks.
It's traumatic. Traumatic.
All right. Some more texts coming through. This text for me, it was because my son started talking and was repeating words he hears, and his imagination took off and he would have bad dreams. Okay. All right. So that's probably a thing to look out for. This texter, to be honest, some kids at young ages might go through some traumatic things, and anything happened before that will be imprinted in their mind forever. All right. So that's, that's nice to
Corey,
think about.
If we it's learned anything
Sorry,
today.
Yeah. What's that?
Is that you got to start, you mm-hmm. got to start phasing out.
Yeah.
And I know it's going to be hard for St. Courtney because she's, you know, a murder junkie.
Yeah.
But definitely need to so, take that into consideration. He's 1.5.
So from
can't go past the second birthday.
From our viewing is going to change from Law and Order SVU to Paw Patrol. Nonstop Paw Patrol.
Bless you. Bless you.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.